Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
On today's AEW Saturday news, a big old Redbeard returns on Rampage.
We've got a new match added to AEW Revolution.
Hikaru Shida returns on Rampage as well.
And AEW get their first ever $1 million gate. Are you ready? Are you ready for the second news time of the day? I'm Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth. Talk all things wrestling news, but before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, and links are in the description below for timestamps for each story, so click them to the ones you're interested in. But first up, what have we got?
Well, first thing we're going to talk about today is there's been a few returns that happened on Rampage. They really went all in, like, no pun intended, for the go home, like, episode of AEW programming before Revolution. They seriously went all in on it, and we've got a big return in the form of Eric Redbeard. I'm sorry, Salty. I know you don't like Vince McMahon. You don't like Redbeard as well. We've got to get over this.
I don't even know what he's looking at today. There's nothing happening.
So yeah, Salty hates Redbeard. That's fine. But he made his return. He's not been seen on AEW programming, I believe, since the Brody Lee tribute, when obviously he had that touching moment where he just celebrated the life of Brody Lee on that episode. I think it was towards the end of 2020, obviously. And during this episode of Rampage, he became a part of Death Triangle, I think. I think that's what happened. Yeah, the way it was presented. It was a bit strange. It was they obviously had a bit of a showdown. Death Triangle called out the House of Black. They've had their long running feud on Dynamite, Rampage, all the rest of it, and then it got revealed that they have a monster too, and he was the monster, and everyone was like, wow, okay, cool, yeah, we're into this. And he came down, he cleared the ring with the rest of Death Triangle. It was obviously Penta and Pac, because Rey Fénix right now, he's got a shoulder that's hanging off his body, so they were, yeah, just clean house, battered some security, and now it's been made official that we've got an extra match on this Revolution card, this buy-in.
We do, yeah. Following on from this, going on to the pre-show for AEW Revolution, we are going to have Malakai Black and Brody King and Buddy Matthews taking on Pac and Penta and Eric Redbeard. Has been made official for the show. We also had Christian Cage qualifying for the Face of the Ladder Revolution ladder match thing, so he's going to be in that. Yeah, that
he is the face of the ladder, let's be fair.
He is the face of the ladder. Who can be the face of the ladder? Find out on Sunday.
Oh, you got my money. Got my money.
So, I will admit, didn't really need any more matches added to AEW Revolution. This is definitely falling into another trap of AEW going nuts on goddamn pay-per-views, and it's going to be a really long show, and me and Adam Wilburn are doing the stream for it, and it doesn't start till 1 o'clock, so...
Yeah, you're in trouble.
It's going to be a long one.
It'll be great, really though. One. This is it. The quality is always really good, but they're just so damn long.
The quality is very good, but they don't need to be this long. But anyway, the AEW Revolution is shaping up like this. On the pre-show, we've got Pac, Penta, Eric Redbeard versus Malakai Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews. We've also got Hook versus QT Marshall, and we've also got Chris Statlander versus Layla Hirsch. And then on the main show, we've got Paige VanZant signing her AEW contract, apparently. Why this needs to be on a pay-per-view, I don't quite know. We've got Darby Allin and Sting and Sammy Guevara taking on Andrade and Matt Hardy and Isaiah Cassidy. We've got Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston. We've got Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson. We've got the Face of the Revolution ladder match for a TNT title shot with Keith Lee, Powerhouse Hobbs, Orange Cassidy, Wardlow, Ricky Starks, and Christian Cage. We've got the dog collar match between CM Punk and MJF. We've got the TBS Championship, Jay Cargill versus Tay Conti. We've got the AEW World Tag Team Championship, Jungle Boy Ben Luchasaurus versus Red Dragon versus the Younger Bucks. We've got the AEW Women's World Championship, Dr. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa, and we've got the World Championship Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole. Oh my god, this is going to be a long show.
Yeah, you do not envy Tony Khan having to set out this card and who's going to go where, because there are at least three main events there. They're easy. Any other card in the main event, so it's Like we said, the quality it never comes into question. It's going to be incredible,
yep,
the actual
absolutely.
Card.
It's going to be great.
It's so damn long. It's going to make WrestleMania feel like, I don't know, a little nice, little brisk walk on a Sunday. It's going to be big. It's going to be big, but it's going to be great. So I'm excited for that. And obviously, like we said, that Red Big came back. That was a cool thing. Guevara successfully defended his TNT championship last night against Andrade El Idolo and Darby Allin. And there was a really cool spot in that where it was like a powerbomb suplex. And you've probably seen it all over social media right now. It looks really cool. And it was a really cool moment. But another big thing that happened on Rampage is we had the return of Hikaru Shida. And obviously, she's made a few headlines recently by saying she's not sure where her place right now in AEW is. She went back to Japan. And she was just a bit miffed right now with what the future's going to hold with her in AEW. But right now, in the immediate future, it looks like she's going to rekindle that feud with Serena Deeb, because she went straight after her after she'd had a 5-minute rookie challenge thing where Serena Deeb just bullies people, really. It's really good. It's really fun to watch. But she came after her with a kendo stick, because obviously she was written off TV because Serena Deeb battered her. So she returned the favor. She went straight after her knee. She completely destroyed it and obliterated it. And everyone's like, oh my God, Shida, you're a mad woman. She is. She's the best kind of mad woman. She kicked all the ass. And it looks like now we're going to get yet another chapter in this rivalry, which I'm not really bothered about. I think that's great. I mean, give me more. Give me at least another 10 matches between these two. They've got great chemistry. And we need more of these kind of, not lower down the card, but matches and real significant rivalries that don't revolve around a title in this women's division. Yeah. It helps build everything up and it helps everything feel a lot more meaningful and impactful when it does happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the one thing it's kind of been missing for quite a while now. But Shida versus Serena Deeb, it's also just going to be a really good match. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But to finish off today's news stories, AEW, they obviously announced Double or Nothing and set the ticket sales up and things like that, but they have hit a huge milestone for them. Tony Khan tweeted out just before Rampage, just saying it's Friday, you know what that means, Rampage live tonight, blah, 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 blah. But tonight we're celebrating a milestone because today Double or Nothing first day ticket sales just gave us our first ever $1 million gate. So let's celebrate tonight on Rampage. So they are making bank at Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it used to be held at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, but they have upgraded into the T-Mobile Arena, so there are more seats, bigger space, and it's their first ever $1 million gate. So just a bit of a congratulations to AEW, really. And Meltzer followed it up just saying that WWE has done this many times before, but aside from WWE, no wrestling company has done this as quickly, and only New Japan and Ring of Honor have ever hit that number in the US aside from WWE.
Wow.
So a huge milestone in one day ticket sales,
yeah,
to hit $1 million.
Big moment. And I heard Tony Khan talking about it on his conference call, like coming into Revolution. He was saying like they've done that, they've intentionally done it as a bit of a challenge, really, just to keep upping the ante. Yeah. And you could sense in his voice, he was a bit like, oh, we're having a go, fingers crossed. And now look what's happened. It's great. I love this. And when the ambition's rewarded in the way it is, and you'd see just how popular this company is, this AEW company that's smashing it right now, it gets rewarded. And also in that press conference call, whatever you want to call it, he did allude to that Craven Cottage AEW like event, pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it, coming over to the UK at some point in the future. He said he's not going to confirm anything right now, but there are talks. He does want it to happen, so fingers crossed that's one of the next big milestones that does happen.
Makes sense. It's their arena. There's a stadium even. They might as well do it.
Why not?
But to finish off today, we'll move over to your Twitter questions. The first one comes from Howard Morgan, who says,
Dad?
Do you think that
Hook...
do you think that Hook should be the one to defeat Sammy Guevara for the AEW Undisputed TNT Championship?
I mean, the minute they send him after a belt, it's game over, isn't it? That's kind of going to happen. So I'd like that. Is it too soon? I'm not sure. Maybe give him a bit more time just to...
Yeah.
Germinate and just grow as a performer. I wouldn't want the pressure maybe of having that belt right now and having to perform week after week in title matches for him. I think he's in a good spot where he is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it right now.
Yeah, I think there's more you can do with this version of Hook before he goes after the title, but 100% he should go after the TNT title at some point.
Yeah.
Whether Sammy Guevara is still the champion at that point or not, who knows? But just Hook with that belt over his shoulder, he's just going to look damn good, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll just be dragging it behind him, wouldn't he? Just like, yeah, okay, cool.
Be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The next question comes from Rob Atkinson, who says, morning, who do you see winning between Mox and Danielson, and will they join together to create a new faction afterwards?
Real tough one, this, because I think both men need a win. It's one of them. It's Mox's first pay-per-view back since, obviously, he went through his rehab and everything else, and then Danielson has lost a couple of big, significant matches. I'd like maybe Danielson to get it, and then Moxie be like, oh, well, I need to maybe go back to the drawing board a little bit right now, but I've gone off the boil a bit. Maybe we should team up, maybe I should learn a few things from you. Like, maybe that'd be a nice angle to go down. But if you look at Dynamite, it didn't seem like they were going down that route. Maybe as a swerve, do you know what I mean? Like, it felt like they were going more into like this blood feud. I just want to kick your ass and prove I'm the better man kind of angle with it. It's very much open. I think this is the great thing about the build to this. Anybody could win it. And that's how you meant to feel coming into a pay-per-view.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think they're going to join together. Personally, what I want to happen is they have a really massive brawl that it's all bloody and goes on for a while and it's just fantastic because obviously it's going to be that anyway. But then a certain Claudio Castagnoli comes in, helps Bryan to win. He joins forces with Daniel Bryan and then them two set up their sort of wrestling school thing that Bryan's been wanting to do. And he's like, oh, why would I need John Moxley now? I've got goddamn Claudio Castagnoli. He's way better than you are. And then we'll get matches between Claudio and John Moxley down the line and then Claudio versus like Daniel Garcia and things like that. And that'd be amazing too. And then just Daniel Bryan sort of being the voice piece for Cesaro. It'd just be a really good little team together. I think that's what I want to have.
I like that too. I'm all for that.
But this was today's news. Thank you very much for watching. Ups and Downs for Rampage and SmackDown are on their way, so make sure you look out for those and then watch loads more videos because that's just what YouTube wants you to do. But you can also follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. Who do you think is going to win between Bryan Danielson and John Moxley?
Damn you, JR.
How dare I? But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.